SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
You're listening to SBS News.
Hundreds of people celebrated in central Paris after exit polls projected the far right has failed to win a majority in France's parliamentary elections. The crowd in Place de la République was seen cheering, waving flags, and lighting fireworks. A coalition of the French left that quickly banded together to beat the surging National Rally Party of Marine Le Pen won the most seats in Parliament, but not a majority, according to polling projections. The projections put President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance in second place, no longer in control of Parliament, and the bruised far right in third. With no bloc securing a clear majority, France faces uncertainty that could rattle markets and its economy, the European Union's second largest, and cast a shadow of political instability over the Paris Olympics, opening in less than 3 weeks. M. Le Pen says France is now in a state of political deadlock.
So that tomorrow we'll be in a position to have an absolute majority, maybe in a year, because in reality the shield against us, I had of course predicted, has occurred. France is going to be totally deadlocked with three groups of roughly equal size in the National Assembly. So that's the way to go. It's unfortunate. We'll lose another year of illegal immigration, another year of purchasing power loss, another year of insecurity exploding in our country. But if that's what it takes, well then that's what it takes.
Ms. Le Pen vows she will continue to fight for her party's vision of France.
Of course there'll be a role to play, the role of defending France and the French. That's it. Defending the ideas for which we were elected, because we are once again the only coherent, united group in the National Assembly. We know what we are defending, we will continue to defend it, and will be, as Jordan Bardella said, present, always, with the French and defending their interests.
Ms. Le Pen's 28-year-old protégé, Jordan Bardella, who had aspirations to become the Prime Minister, blames the outcome of the vote on alliances made by President Emmanuel Macron and Prime Minister Gabriel Attal with groups from the far left.
Depriving millions of French people of the possibility of seeing their idea brought to power will never be a viable destiny for France. Tonight, by assuming to deliberately paralyze our institutions, Emmanuel Macron has not simply pushed the country towards uncertainty and instability, he is depriving, as a result and for many months, the French of any solutions to their daily problems. Amid a full purchasing power crisis, while uncertainty and disorder is harshly hitting the country, France sees itself deprived of a majority government to act and therefore a clear direction to fix France.
Now that a leftist coalition has surged to the lead, Prime Minister Attal says he will resign.
Tonight, the political faction I represented in this campaign, even though it performed three times better than predicted in the last weeks, did not attain a majority. Thus, loyal to the Republican tradition and in tune with my principles, I will hand the President of the Republic my resignation tomorrow morning.
Mr. Attal says he will remain in the post during the upcoming Paris Olympics, and for as long as needed, given that polling projections show that no party has won an outright majority. There likely will be weeks of intense political negotiations to choose a new prime minister and form a government. Left-wing supporters appeared relieved and hopeful with the new Popular Front leading the polls. Meanwhile, Green Party supporters sang the French national anthem and cheered, "We defecate on the National Front," the former name of the National Rally Party. Socialist Party supporters gathered in a bar to celebrate the left's victory. Among them is Philomène Juliet, who is relieved the left-wing bloc received the majority of votes.
The left-wing bloc offer the United Front, actually a new popular front, because people knew how to face and block the national rally. Now, of course, everything will start tomorrow, and it will be time to worry perhaps about how we will manage to organize. But in any case, there's a real relief to have been able to deal with the national rally.
Opposing the left is National Rally supporter Luna.
Personally, I'm a little disappointed. I wasn't expecting an absolute majority, of course, but I'm still a little disappointed. On the other hand, I am not beaten down. I still have hope. I can't wait for the presidential elections to vote again. But yes, a little bit of disappointment, that's for sure. Of course, I was expecting a little more seats at the National Assembly.
Final results are not expected until late Sunday or early Monday in the highly volatile snap election that redrew the political map of France even before votes were cast. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.